Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone. Thank you for joining me around the fireside tonight. My name is Joe, and I'm here to tell you a story. A story about a happy little otter and his family's very special rock. A story about squawking seagulls and cracking clams. A story about learning very important lessons from very important people. Presenting a Fireside Community Author Spotlight, The Greatest Treasure, written by Stephanie Fields. An absolute pleasure to read. The illustrations are particularly lovely, and I really do recommend picking it up for yourself. You can find out more information on the author's website, stephaniebooks.com. If you enjoy this episode, please let me know by leaving a like, a review, or comment, and subscribing to whatever platform you're listening on. Every interaction truly does mean the world to this channel. If you'd like to support the show, the easiest way to do this is to head to talesbythefireside.com/support. While here, you can also listen to every other episode, find all of our platforms, and join our mailing list. Now please, get comfortable, let go of the daylight, and join me for our story. The Greatest Treasure, written by Stephanie Fields. Once there was a sea otter family with a very special rock. This rock was a unique cooking tool that had been passed down for over 5 generations. It was a prized possession. It was so smooth, just the right size, and even had a great little divot in it, so it was very easy to hold. There were plenty of rocks out there, but none quite like this one. This one rock was the tool behind thousands of meals over the years. Clams, mussels, abalone, sea urchins, snails, all served and enjoyed at lazy morning breakfasts, lunches in the sun, and great big family dinners. Not to mention all the midnight desserts this little rock cracked open. Yes, it was a very special rock indeed. Sam's mum kept it safe in a special pouch tucked inside her fur. She could swim and spin and twirl and splash, and the family rock was always held close, nice and secure. "It's safe and snug here," she told Sam, It's just like a penny in your pocket. One day, as a special treat, Sam's mum decided to let him use the rock. Sam's eyes lit up, bright as the sun. "Really, Mum? Really? Really, really?" he asked eagerly. He was overjoyed. Sam knew how important this was. This meant he was old enough and responsible enough. He felt like a real grown-up otter. His mum handed him the rock without any hesitation or worry. "Have fun and be careful," she said, as she slowly drifted away with the current from the waves. Sam was so excited, he wanted to crack open all of the shells in all of the sea. "Where do I begin?" he exclaimed with glee. He started with small shells, easy shells. Then he started opening some bigger ones, and bigger ones still. This rock was amazing. There was no shell too hard or too stubborn. Their family rock could open anything. Sam was very careful, as excited as he was, to hold tight to it and be sure it was safe. He stayed near the shore at first, in the shallow water. However, while cracking open the feast he had piled up on his belly, he accidentally drifted quite far from the water's edge. Sam was so busy with his snacks, he didn't realise he was now floating out over very, very deep water. Meanwhile, a couple of seagulls nearby began having an argument over a bagel they had found on the ground. They squawked and tussled about on the land, and soon their fight took flight. They flew out over the ocean, right above Sam, and were having a battle before him, right there in the sky. Sam had never seen a fight like this before. As the seagulls dove and thrashed about in the air, Sam was dazzled by their tricks and speed. Then one of them flew straight into the other. There was a burst of feathers and a loud shriek of pain. The impact was like a firework. Little Sam jumped, and the family rock slipped right out of his paw. "Oh no!" Sam yelled as he spun around and dove under the water to catch it, his snacks falling alongside him. He kept swimming, but the rock kept falling. It was just out of reach. The water was getting darker and darker and seemed to go on forever. Sam didn't know how much longer he could hold his breath, so he swam back up to the surface. He took a few deep breaths of air and went back under again. He did this a few more times, but could never reach the bottom. All of the snacks he'd collected were gone, and so was their precious family rock. What would he tell his mum? How could he explain? Should he say one of the seagulls stole it? Should he tell her the truth? He was certain she would be very upset. With great shame and sorrow, Sam swam to his mum, who was resting in a bed of kelp near their home. Mum, he began quietly. "Yes, darling, what is it?" she asked.
Something happened to the rock," Sam said timidly.
"Oh, what happened?" his mum asked calmly. Sam paused for a moment and decided to tell her the truth. He told her about the seagull's fight and how it scared him, which caused him to drop the rock. He told her how fast and how hard he swam to catch it, how he tried over and over, but the water was too deep and the rock fell too fast. He could not reach it.
His mum listened to the story and took it in with quiet reflection. Sam waited anxiously to hear his punishment. No snacks for life. No more naps in the perfect sunny spot. No more clams. Just tell me what it is, he thought to himself, nervous of what she would say next. It's okay, she said. It was just a rock. What? Sam couldn't believe what he had just heard. It was just a rock, his mum said calmly again. But it was our family's rock, passed down for generations. Sam didn't understand. How was this not a disaster? My sweet Sam, she began. Sometimes things will be broken and things will be lost. Sometimes they can be fixed and sometimes they will be found. And sometimes they will be broken or gone forever. But in the end, they're all just rocks. They're all just rocks? What does that mean? Asked Sam. His mum continued. It means that in the big picture, it's not very important. You came to me with some bad news. You lost something and it seemed like a really big deal. But it was actually a tiny deal. Of course, that rock was special. For many years and many generations, it was special. But you were being careful and you did nothing wrong. It was an accident. I am not too concerned. Sam was speechless and still waiting for some sort of punishment. But there was no punishment, only love and wisdom from his mother. It was never the rock that mattered. It was us, the meals we share, the love we hold, the time we spend together, that is what is precious. That is what has always been precious. She gave Sam a warm smile and a big snuggle. She then whispered softly, "The greatest treasure in all the sea is the love that's ours, just you and me." "And you know what?" his mum continued. Maybe another animal or creature at the bottom of the sea will find it, and they will love it just as much as we did. It was a very good rock after all, and maybe they will pass it down to their children just the same. A small smile came across Sam's face. Now how about we go find a new rock together? I bet we can make that one special too. As special as the one I lost? Asked Sam, thinking that would be impossible. Even more special, she said. And that's exactly what they did. They set out and they found a new rock together. It took a lot of searching and trying out. None of them seemed quite as good as the original, but eventually they found one that really did the job. Their new family rock was incredibly smooth and had some beautiful coloured lines swirled on the surface. They both knew it when they saw it. It was very different and it was very special indeed. And most importantly, Sam knew, as precious as their new rock was, it was also just a rock. The end. Just in case you were wondering what happened with those two seagulls, after the epic firework of feathers, they agreed to stop fighting once and for all. They realised their friendship mattered so much more than any snack could ever be worth. A rock is just a rock. A bagel is just a bagel. And so it goes. The end. Good night.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.